Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Huge good luck wishes to our daughter Lauren and all the other students sitting their Leaving Cert today. Mum, Dad, and your sister Charlotte and all the gang. Want to wish you well. It's a huge day. It's massively. Listen, it's the most exciting and nerve-wracking day of your life. But know this: you've done the work. You go in there, you get it done. In a couple of weeks, it's all over, and it's freedom like you've never experienced before.
Absolutely.
And then life begins, and your holiday. You go off on your little holidays, and you'll have the crack, and you've a whole summer ahead of you.
So think of all the good stuff to get you through the exams.
Absolutely. Yes. And doesn't matter how you do; it doesn't define you. You're going to be great.
Yeah.
Everything works out.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I've said it earlier on. This donkey got a job and a career and did fairly average in the Leaving.
There you go, you see.
See, because I think when it comes to like being in school or whatever, like, I mean, look, the education system is what it is. But it's like so many people like are in classrooms all day studying stuff they're not interested in.
I know.
And if they could be like doing things they were madly passionate about and studying that all day, it's a totally different setup.
I think there's going to be some kind of a change, though, in education and the way that education is taught. I feel like there will be because there's so much chatter about that at the minute, isn't there? How life exists outside a classroom and learning exists outside of a classroom environment.
Think of this. Okay, Leaving Cert and Junior Certs. First thing on Monday morning, double TikTok.
Yeah. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Just like 2 hours of doing dances. The place would be packed.
It would.
Anyway, good luck, gang. I'll bring you some Leaving Cert tips in a little while. As you cram in the last couple of minutes before you hit the road. We got 4 days until Cork versus Limerick. Massive match on Saturday at 6 at throw-in. Really looking forward to this. Has anybody out there got tickets yet? They'll start to surface now today and tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
And
it's
going to
be on the telly anyway, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Better not be behind one of those paywall thingies. So I would imagine it's going to be on. Did you get tickets? 0868104106.
Oh.
Yes.
Somebody got tickets.
Oh, did they?
It is. Amy. Well done, Amy.
Amy's one of the chosen ones. How did you manage that? Please let me know.
She's not going to tell you.
Any spare tickets? Amy. I'm a big fan. I go to all the games. Right. What else have I got for you? Oh, by the way, speaking of all things hurling, later on this morning, as I mentioned, we must...
An official apology.
An official apology to Pat Ryan.
Yeah.
Clarification more than an apology, but, you know, that'll be happening later. Today is National Cheese Day. I know you're a fan, Vic.
Yeah, I love cheese.
Bury your face in a pot of your favourite today.
It's also National Hug Your Cat Day, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Cats don't want hugs. Cats are plotting your debt. They don't want to be hugged.
Cats are like, keep your hug to yourself, mate. Yeah,
it is.
It's National
Stupid
Hug
Human.
Your Cat Day.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Bradley Walsh and Russell Brand. And interestingly, Victoria, on this day in 2006, something happened involving a very well-known footballer. On this day in 2006, Wayne Rooney paid £150,000 for a night out in New York with P. Diddy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, sure he wasn't to know the crack, was he, I suppose?
Poor old Wayne. Yeah. He got caught in some awful compromising situations through the years, didn't he?
He's Mr. Bean, when a social Mr. Bean.
Social Mr. Bean.
He walks into the...
Bizarre
scenarios. Anyway. Right, what else is going on? Things that women do in the toilets, all right? We have a concise list. After science and research has been asking this question for so many years... What are you doing when you go away with two and three people? It's coming up in 15 minutes. I want a bit of time on this one. They've been talking about showering as well, okay?
Right.
Scientists are telling us that we don't need to shower every day. How often are scientists recommending you have a shower? What would you think would be the because we're putting too much chemicals on our skin and it's ruining our natural cleaning systems.
Well, that's a load of rubbish anyway.
But that's what they say.
No, it's a load of rubbish. You've got to wash.
No, too much washing every day is doing damage to our skin.
It's a workplace for people for a start.
I know, yeah.
They're probably saying something ridiculous like once a week.
Every 3 days is enough.
No.
That's what they're saying. Dr. Angela Lamb, director of Westmount Dermatology Facility, is telling people that basically you don't need to do it every day.
What's her name?
Dr. Angela Lamb.
I guarantee you Angela's got a bidet in her bed, in her bathroom. That's why she's saying things like that.
She got a what?
She got a bidet.
Oh, thank God.
That's why she's saying things like that. That's why she's saying things
like
that.
You don't know what Angela's getting up to in her bedroom now. But anyway, Angela, once every 3 days is apparently is the safe amount of showering you should do, because you're putting so much shower gel and it's ruining.
I don't feel right unless I've had a shower every day, do you?
And it's ruining your skin. Okay, that's what the science is saying. I'll go with the daily one if you don't mind that. Up the lock on Bank Holiday Monday. I want to do a shout out for everybody who was involved in the Children's Hospital charity here in Cork. What they tried to do is get everyone to do a whole circle that's of right. the lock, a kilometre of the lock with euro coins. And they raised thousands. Oh, loads of people turned up. But on page 12 of today's Echo, if you were up the lock, you'll see photographs of everyone and anyone that turned up to put the money along the edge of the lock. So
Brilliant. All
of that money is going to help send sick kids to Disneyland. Little car kids that are going to take trips away to Disneyland over in Paris because you donated your euros. So thank you for doing so. 7:15. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. I've got your Macklemore tickets coming up and 75 grand for you in cash machine. They've put together a list of things, lads and ladies. It's a concise scientific research into what women are doing in the toilets. You know when you go away in packs of two and three?
Yeah.
We've asked the question many times, but you've never revealed what you're up to.
This is the phenomenon, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Things women do in the toilets. Can you confirm or deny?
Okay.
So gossiping.
Confirm.
Crying.
Yes.
What are you crying about?
All kinds of things.
Okay.
Crying with the gossip.
Men.
Do you go in to use your phone, sit in the pot and just like text people saying you're having a horrible night or a great night? Or...
Not, well, I don't personally.
But, yeah, okay.
But there are people inside the ladies' toilet who are on their phone, so I guess it does happen, yeah. They do that a lot on that First Dates show. Have you seen that First Dates show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they escape.
They escape. They go into the loo and they ring their sister or their ma or their friend and just go, he's brutal.
If I was a producer on First Dates, I'd have a toilet that had the same mechanism as the Graham Norton seat. You know, it shoots you out of the building.
Yeah.
Bye. Out onto the street. You land on the street. Stealing toilet paper. I don't believe that to be true for a minute. Taking a nap. Do you go there for a little...
No.
Flossing.
No.
Women don't floss
Who
in the
brings their dental Unless floss it's the in dance. Their handbag.
the floss.
I would do a bit of that.
No. Picking a wedgie.
Yeah.
A necessary evil.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you do have to... Well, it's more... You're just adjusting yourself.
This is number five on the list. Things women do in the toilet. Adjusting your boobs, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just got to give them a little shimmy.
Adjusting yourself. Know what I mean? Men do that too, by the way.
The top thing you do in the toilet is complimenting strangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Look lovely tonight, girls.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunning, girl.
Pennies, hon.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
Pet pampering is a billion euro industry.
Yeah.
I want to know this morning, how ridiculous is your pet pampering? Like, what have you got for your pooch at home? What have you bought your doggy?
I bought like loads of little coats and stuff.
Have
and
you?
Dog beds and like, you know, expensive like, you know, perfumes for dogs and stuff like that.
Oh,
make
yeah.
them smell nice and not smell like poo. So yeah, loads of little
You know
stuff.
You can now get, and I literally fell off my chair when I saw this the other day, you can now get a teeth whitening pen for dogs.
Pen?
A pen. A teeth whitening pen for dogs. You know Ryland Clark's dog already has one.
Ryland Clark uses it.
I'd be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Like, there's so many questions around that. Why would you do that to
like,
your dog?
Dogs don't like you being near their mouth at any stage.
Anyway,
so imagine
trying
to like whiten each tooth with
imagine
a pen.
Imagine the smile off it. Do dogs smile?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, they give you a little grin every now and then.
I want to know this morning, how do you humanise your pet?
Yeah.
Like, do you do things, do you let your pet do things in the house that really should only be reserved for a human?
I'm not a fan of having dogs sleeping on your bed or in your bed with you. I just think it's a
because
bit,
some
yeah.
some people do that.
Yeah, I know,
night.
Like, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But,
yeah.
You know, they just get too comfortable. It's like, you can't get them out of the bed then.
Of course you can't. Have they got the duvet? Are they sleeping on top of the duvet or in the duvet with you?
Oh, in under the bed. Little head sticking out in the morning.
What happens if they want to go to the...
Let it go. we've a little rain jacket for Cooper with a little yellow hood on it. Which is,
I think that's
brilliant. Amazing.
Adidas have just brought out their first range of doggy designer gear, like with the triple stripe green tops, which look amazing.
I'm going to be broke.
You know that Noel and Liam are going to bring one of those dogs out onto the stage dressed in the Adidas tracksuit.
Oh, you know it, yeah, yeah. little bucket hat yeah. on a Jack Russell.
Yeah, send me in pictures this morning, 0868 104 106, of your pet either dressed up or just doing something that a human usually does.
You bought her perfume.
Yeah, just thinking a doggy spray, yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah. Was it Bark Jacobs?
Bark Jacobs!
Or what about... I've got another one. You ready?
Yeah.
Was it Kennel number 5?
Oh, my God. Kennel number 5.
Kennel number 5.
Lassie Miyake.
Yeah. Dolce and Chihuahua.
Oh, I love it.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
It is the funniest thing
that
you've
is
ever
so
seen.
Funny.
It's 8:18 in the morning. All right, let's have a go at pop quiz this morning. Hello, lovely Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are things?
Not okay. Too bad. This is Katie Griffin. Where are you from?
Middleton.
Middleton. All right. So it's yeah. Saturday night in Middleton. We're hitting the town, Katie. Where are you bringing us?
JJ Coppinger's.
I knew she was going to say that. That's a great bar.
I've never been there.
It's very fancy. It's cool, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the hot spot in Middleton now?
That's the hot spot, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else do you head in Middleton? Do you look kind of like underground nightclubs?
The local is Jacko's Bar now in Middleton.
Okay.
Or Ballatura.
Very good.
Yeah, that's the local.
There you go.
All right, this Katie, date night sorted out for everyone if you want to go to Middleton. Nice one. Listen, will you fly through these? 10 out of 10, we'll get you 1,000 euro. And I don't know, do you want to spend it on a holiday or what's the plan?
Yeah, I'm just finished nights now, so I'd love to go on a holiday or something. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Definitely.
That'd be nice. All right, best of luck, Katie. We're rooting for you here. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what kind of creature was Nemo in Finding Nemo?
Fish.
What 1997 movie was about a ship hitting an iceberg?
The Titanic.
Who has a hit with If I Were a Boy?
Beyonce.
Who's married to George Clooney? Can you name George Clooney's wife's name?
Oh, God.
Kind of sounds like a woman, but it's not a woman. It's
Amanda.
That'll do. Question number 5. Who's the Cork hurling manager?
Pat Ryan.
Question number 6. What TV drama follows the lives of the Stark family?
Oh, God. Modern Family or something?
Question number 7. Jesse Pinkman was a character in what TV show? Jesse Pinkman.
No idea.
Massive Netflix show. One of the biggest early ones.
Suits or something?
Question number 8. True or false? Noel Gallagher's mum is from Mayo.
True.
Question 9. What singer had an anthology album called History? History or History?
One Direction.
Okay.
To be fair, they had a song called History.
They did.
Let's go back over these. You can relax now.
It's all right.
Anybody in your house doing any big exams today, Katie?
No, I've loads of neighbours now and friends of people. So, yeah.
Okay.
I remember it well.
yeah. Butterflies.
We all do.
All over the place.
Yeah.
All right. Fish is correct. Iceberg and Beyonce is correct. Amal Clooney. Well done. You got that. Wink, wink. Pat Ryan is the Cork hurling manager. Yeah. The TV drama from the Stark family.
I don't know.
Game of Thrones. It was Game of Thrones. Yeah. The other one, Jesse Pinkman, was in Breaking Bad. He was the young lad in Breaking Bad. True. Noel Gallagher's mum is from Mayo, and that's as far as we got, me old flower.
Oh, well done, Kate.
We've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, Katie, and we'll have you back on another day, I hope, okay?
Perfect. Thanks a million. Best of luck to all the junior and leaving certs.
Thanks. Cheers, Katie.
Bye bye.
Yeah, if you're driving in at the moment, heading into your exam. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Just do your best. Fly through it. 2 weeks from now, you'll be out in Magaluf. Isn't that the correct?
Absolutely.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day with McCafe Cappuccino. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
I've upset somebody. Right. I think. Indirectly, with no intention. And I'd like to issue an apology to Cork hurling manager Pat Ryan. A gentleman. A saint and a scholar, and a much loved Cork hurling manager. We did something on the show. We did a thing called the Punday Game, and we asked for hurling movies. And loads of people text in and gave us movies like When Hoggy Met Sully, When Jermot O'Sullivan Met Patrick
Still
Horgan.
Me up.
Great movie. We had Lord of the Christy Rings, genius, whoever sent that in. Jurassic Parky Queef.
Oh, yes.
With loads of dinosaurs running around down the park. But there was one. There was one meme, Saving Pat Ryan, which was basically Pat Ryan's head superimposed onto Tom Hanks in the Saving Private Ryan movie cover. And that was isolated with no context. And on the morning of Cork versus Limerick in the dressing room, Pat Ryan's phone lit up. And it was that meme. And it looked like, if you're the manager of the Cork hurling team, it looks like, oh, someone's having a dig at me here because of my job, but we're saving, but will Pat survive manager? Nothing could be further from the truth. We got referenced in...
A press conference,
last week.
Ash, look, I just looked at gas, and we weren't really talking about it inside here, but it's hard because the fellas are amateur athletes. Do you know what I mean? They're going into war. You're hearing it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not in social media. Do you know what I mean? Fellas are seeing in social media. There's WhatsApp groups, there's text messages going around. Do you know what I mean? There was even one came into my phone about Saving Private Ryan at some stage. Do you know what I mean? That's the life of it. Do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean? But the man said, fella said that to me in the Sunday morning before the match, and I was like, what? Do you know what I mean? So like, but did you just get on with that?
Did our meme rattle the management so much that it was the reason that there was a few points of a defeat?
Well, you're to blame if it was.
So did we, well, by we, I mean you.
Hold on a second.
Yes, you.
I'm apportioning no blame to myself or Vic here.
Anyway, Pat, it was a silly radio game called the Pun Day Game based on Saving Private Ryan, not Saving Pat Ryan. And I hope that somebody listening now will get this message to Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Saving Pat Ryan, do you know who that came in from?
Who?
Some langer from Limerick.
Of course it was.
We have traced his address. We found him. So I'm going to hand over all the details to Pat Ryan and his team. And listen, just get revenge on Saturday, okay? Yeah. So we do this thing called Cash Machine. I think you're all familiar with it at this stage.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to enter Victoria.
I know.
For some strange reason. But every now and then I get the honour of handing over massive checks to lovely people. And that is this morning. It's Stephen, everybody. Yay! Congratulations.
Hey.
Stephen from California. How are you?
Very good.
Absolutely. Still sinking in.
Lifting. It's still sinking in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a rollercoaster weekend.
You're not going to believe this, Victoria. He woke up the next day after winning Cash Machine, opened up Facebook and what?
I got a lot of friend requests from strange ladies.
Yeah, I'd say
beautiful
did.
Strange ladies.
Lots of attractive ladies all of a sudden coming out of the world. It's mad how that happens.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
and your beautiful financial controller is here with us this morning.
She's looking after things.
Yeah, she's looking after everything. So you said in the call, when you got that call, on Friday. Where exactly were you, Stephen, at that very moment? Were you driving somewhere?
I was driving. I was leaving work, and I was driving home just to get changed to go back down to work.
Okay.
Which never happened, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got the call, and I just, you know, I answered on the third ring or fourth ring or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I still didn't believe it, you know. And I came back to Aideen. I said, Aideen, do you know what now? Somebody's having
these are the boys that
they're having a laugh here.
Yeah, because you have a lot of messers that you're
100%. Yeah. So she said, that's only
it's a wind up. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, and then I got a call from Red FM, and just to confirm it, and I thought, right, okay, maybe there is some substance to this. Like, but I still didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Until I listened to the radio around 15 minutes after that, and I said, that's my voice. You know,
well, Stephen, I can confirm you've been part of the longest wind-up in history on behalf of all your...
you got me there.
Gotcha! No, we would never do anything like that for you. Now, you're a biker. The first thing you said from the call, because I was driving at the time when I heard the call, and you were straight into motorbike mode. Now, is it a Kawasaki?
Kawasaki 650 Vulcan.
That's a dream machine for you.
Well, Joe, it's a cruising machine for an old person. So,
right. You know what I mean? You're already a young lad, for God's sake. You're a mod by trade.
I'm an aging mod. My wife says to me, when I bought Vespas there about maybe six years ago during COVID time, and we've formed a club in Fermoy, actually, because I'm originally from Fermoy, and we have this Vespa club, we have the scooter club, we go out, we all do all those things. But she said to me, she said, do you know what? She says, you're going through a midlife crisis. And I replied, I said, no, sorry, this is a mad life crisis.
Yes!
What a line.
Yeah, so like Quadrophenia down to Brighton, you and the boys would be tearing down to Killarney. Yeah, the whole shebang. Yeah. So now you're the ace.
Jackets,
you're the ace officially. So you said you wanted to have a bit of crack with it. Will the financial controller let you go to Vegas, do you think, for a weekend? Is that going to happen?
Probably not. Probably not. No. Yeah. We'd have plenty to. You know what? No. It's been great. Everyone's been so happy for us, and you know.
Listen, everyone. Humbled. When somebody wins something, I think that 99% of people will be just delighted for you and wish you nothing but the best of luck. What are your other plans? Have you had any thoughts?
Do you know what? We've upgraded a holiday to a cruise.
Oh yeah,
and all of a sudden we've older lads, Barry who's 25, Ronan 23. They all want to come. They haven't holidays with us for years, like. But all of a sudden, I got a call from Barry to say, we can upgrade a drinks package by 120 a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're doing that.
I love how other people are all ready to spend. Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know?
Brilliant. So, and do you know what? Now I'll get my bike.
Very good. So you're living in Mallow. What do you do on a day-to-day basis normally?
We have our own business in Mallow.
What's the name of the business?
Yeah, it's the Gallery Bar and Restaurant.
Very good.
And it's still flying for you?
It is, It's
a tough
times.
Business, isn't
it's
it?
Very you know? Hard times, you know, but we're lucky we have some great people with us, you know, have been there since day one. We're there 20 years.
Right.
And it's we wouldn't be anywhere without our staff.
Mallow's a great town for supporting.
Mallow's a good town, and people in Mallow are very, very, you know, great to support, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're happy, very happy.
Very good. And your phone is hopping again with people telling you you're on the radio. This is the most amount of money I've ever handed over to somebody, ever. All right, Stephen and your family, it is a great honour to give you 209,000 euro. Yes.
Hey.
Now, I'll change the surname. You are Stephen Kawasaki 650. I think that might happen when it gets to the bank.
But I'm hoping Kawasaki Ireland are going to sponsor me a 650 now for all
at least. Exactly. You know what I mean? That's your check. Well done. Congratulations. That's all yours. In you go. It's 209,000 euro on the cash machine. It's going to California. Congratulations, Stephen and family. Spend it well. You're going cruising on a ship and a motorbike. I'm delighted for you.
Thanks, Casey.
Absolutely.
Cheers,
brilliant
man.
Stuff.
Thanks.
Great scene.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's happening?
Okay, American journalist, and she's also an ex-Fox News reporter, Megyn Kelly. Have you heard of her before?
Okay, Megyn Kelly, blonde lady.
Yes.
Very, very kind of aggressive with her delivery.
Quite
like
controversial, that. Yeah. But she's, anyway, she's decided to address the pink elephant in the room. She's calling out Beyonce and Jay-Z as they continue to stay quiet. Of course, this is during the trial of Sean Combs, P. Diddy.
Surely they'll... Will they be called into a...
I don't know. But we haven't heard anything from them, mm-hmm. have we? I mean, I'm not really sure that we're going to hear anything from them in that respect. But have a listen to what she says about the situation.
Your BFF Diddy, who's now on trial for what is alleged to be a serial and abuser of women. Let's hear it. Go ahead, Queen. Let's hear you explain your relationship and your husband's relationship with Sean Diddy Combs. I'll wait. I can't wait to watch that at your next show. But nobody in the entertainment industry is going to get in your face with a microphone on that because you're untouchable, except you're not. She's Beyonce, but they can't take the mildest criticism because in their world, they never receive any.
Mm-hmm. We've spoken about that before, haven't we? How when you get to the top of your game, you just don't hear any criticism from anybody, and everybody just basically says yes to you all the way through your life.
Oh yeah, you're just living in this bubble where you exist as the sole entity of the your own little universe.
It's
mad.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't agree with anything she said. They've been connected to that lad for 15, 20 years. They've been at millions of his parties.
Yes.
You know, why have you gone to ground all of a sudden? At least acknowledge it.
So you agree with what she says?
I agree, yeah. They should make some sort of a statement. Yeah, I mean, like,
I think
at least condemn what's going on. Or, make something that goes, we were there, we seen something, blah, blah, blah. At least distance yourself, but do it publicly so you're...
Okay.
So you're admitting, okay, we used to... Yes, we were friends, we didn't know what was going on. Or whatever they have to say, but at least...
But there's a reason they haven't done that.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Because anyway... Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. Do you know what we should have sent in there?
Yeah.
With a microphone.
Yeah.
There's only one man. God rest him. This man.
Beyonce. 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 Can't even get Beyonce. I'm relying. They're shouting into my ear here. Beyonce. So Sinead is gone to hear Beyonce tonight in Dublin. And next week we'll be finding out from her exactly what it was like. We'll be asking her all about it. David was on sound tonight because Sinead is... Where is Sinead tonight?
Sinead's in a concert in Dublin with Abigail.
With Abigail. Who's playing there?
Beyonce is playing.
Who's he?
No, it's a she.
It's a she, is it? Yeah. Is it a band?
No, she's a female singer.
She's
on her own.
Will there be a big crowd at that?
Oh, massive.
Big crowd. Always obsessed with big crowds.
That's a classic.
I just love it so much.
It?
That was the late great, massively popular Weeshie Fogarty from Radio Kerry from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I know him actually. Weeshie.
I met him at the Radio Awards a couple of times.
Is that his actual name?
Weeshie, yeah.
How do you spell it?
Weeshie, I believe, yeah. Weeshie Fogarty. What a great name.
Never heard that name before.
That's radio for you.